We are still in Yibamis, of Ayin Vav and Aleph. Today's Gemara, tomorrow's Gemara is nice. Today's Gemara is nice as well, if we can get to it. Let's go. We're late. So the Gemara, before we get to it, we got to finish first a few matters that we have to deal with. Psua Daka and Krushavcha. Amr Avid Meshmul. Amr Avid Meshmul. If you just name Meshmul, Nikiv, if there was a puncture which renders you a psul, three lines on the top. Then Nistim, and then it sealed up on its own. Kol She'ilu Nikri. If keri comes out, tima comes out, the nikre, and it rips open the skin, that means possible it wasn't a full stoppage, it wasn't a full blockage. But vim lav, if it is a keri, and nevertheless it doesn't rip open the skin, then kosher it is kosher. Havi barove, so Rove asked, heich, where exactly was this puncture? Ilema lemata mit atara, facing down the ground, on top somewhere on the corona itself. I feel nichas nami, the whole thing is cut off, and one string is left over is good enough, as we learned before. It's only flesh. Ela batora atzma, the gid itself. There was a puncture in the atar itself. So he says clearly, where is this din of a puncture? Only in the gid. V'nistim. Kol she'il nikri v'nikri pasul. V'yilav kosher. Shaloch le'i rabbi d'rabbi rabbi Yosef. Rabbi the son of rabbi said to rabbi Yosef, v'yilam deinu rabbeinu. Teach us. Heichi avdinan. How do we go ahead? Somebody comes before us. How do we test him? You saying the test is make a keri come out. And then see what happens. How do we get a guy to make a ked here now in the Bezdin? Amalei, he said, this is what you do. Ma'isina nama chamima, bring hot bread, the side made out of barley. Umachinele abe pukri, put them on top of the gid there and warm it up. Umikin, let it come out of kedi.
In the
front of the Bezdin, yeah. Vechazinele, and we watch what happens. But this is what do you call it?
Science at work.
That's right. And we watch. He wants to know if he can marry a Yiddish girl. He wants to know. You got to test him. I'm going to buy you. Otu kuli. In other words, you're saying the only way you can make a guy through keri is involuntary through his hot barley bread. Otu kuli alma Yaakov. You know what I think about so from like Yaakov. Vinu the chsiv bei keichi. The only shalaro kemer yamav that Reuven was the first keri that he ever had. Why do you think it's so difficult to make a person go to keri? Get a woman's colored clothing and put it in front of him and get all excited and he'll have a keri. Omar Rava, so Rava said to back to him, this is interesting machleka psychologically. Sabai said, not everybody is holy. Rava said, not everybody is so promiscuous. Otukuli amul bazili hagilodi, we think everybody is like a bazili hagilodi that as soon as they see women's colored clothing, they have a keri. He was the guy who helped David HaMelech, and later when David HaMelech came to ask him to come to Yerushalayim and join him, he didn't want to. He said, I'm old. He aged very quickly. So Rashi says here that Rebbe had a maid in his house who was 92 years old, and she looked very young. And Garzila HaGiladi was very young, and he looked very old because he was so shut of Bezima. Ela Machvar Jemekados. You have a very interesting machlek between Rava and Abaya. How pust and prost is the average person? According to Rava, most people are holy, and according to Abaya, most people are very prost. he aged very quickly. Try to be learned. Nikiv, if there's a puncture, puzzle, white tack is a puzzle, and so he says, the whole idea is that it has to be yoyde kechetz, it has to come out with strength. But if it's running, it can't. So it can't be fertile. Can't fertilize a woman's egg. Nistim, but if it's still kashim, it gives it the ability to be yoyde kechetz, and therefore you can have children. Zeu pasul. Here's an example of something that was pasul. Shechayzel lachshev becomes kosher afterwards. So Gemara zeu lemut yemayit. What does zeu come to yemayit? Lemut. Well, this is pasul becomes kosher. But the other psalm that we do not make kosher. Lemut e krum a membrane. Sheolam machmas maka berei. You have a lung that has a hole, and then you give it. It has a wound, and as a result of the wound, a membrane grows over it. So the chayde there was a nekiv, and then afterwards it got healed. No, it doesn't work over there. The anu cream, because it's not really a proper membrane, it falls off pretty easily. So what do we do? How do we fix up somebody who has a puncture? What do we do to make sure that it seals up? So it says the following. My sin and sarta, you bring barley, a kernel of barley, and you scratch it around the hole. By scratching it, it causes that blood should come out, and it causes that the skin should have to grow back to cover over these scratches. Umaisina, you bring tarba, fats, vishaifina, and you bring fats, the hot wax, and you melt it down there, and you rub it on it. Umaisina, shumshna gamla, you bring on there a little worm, You bring a worm and you put the worm on the hole and let the worm start biting around the skin. And because there's hot wax there, the worm's head gets stuck to the skin. It can't move, so it'll keep on biting in the same place. Nowhere to go. Then after a while, paskin leireish, you cut the head off. Cut the head off. And that's how you see the head of the worm. And now that worm is dead, and the worm becomes part of your skin, and you're sealed. Vidavka sart only barley. I will pasla, but don't use metal initially to do the scratching cause blood, because mizav zariv, that scratches and what grows back is not it only swells and doesn't grow back a proper skin like in the case of the barley. Honey, mele cotton, that's a tiny puncture. I will go to a big hole, mikpuli, this doesn't help at all. It's just have different folds of skin and then it falls right off. Comes along with Abhuna's son, Rabba, and he says, if somebody, remember we've learned before, there's two different canals. One is for urine and one is for semen. If you're urinating from both canals, pasul. It is pasul. Amar Rabba, less hilchasa loike bro, the Allah is not like him, the son, and loike Abba, not like his father, Abhuna. Bro, hadam, this is what he said is wrong. And Abba, the father, and this is a very interesting word, Amar Abhuna. Abhuna said, we had a Shabbos already, Noshim Hamasay Lezubazu, women that have marital relations between each other, lesbians. Psulis Lekuna. He said that lesbians are also Asr, and they're Pasal to Kuna. Achlek is Rashi and other Shainim, whether they mean the Pasal to ordinary Kuna or talking about a Kohen Gadol. And the problem is, according to many of the Shainim, the problem is a Kohen Gadol has to marry a Psula. And these women or these girls are not psulis because they already had relations with each other. Exactly. Sorry?
Even in spirit, it would be wrong.
Yeah, but it's not an Aveda. Spirit is not an Aveda.
Not
the
Raisa, anyway.
Yeah. And named the Rabbanon. Rabbanon, you know, they would legislate and nobody legislated. Comes along and Huna says, yes. Ma'atoida, it is also to marry Kohen Gadol because of psula. Rashi learns also to marry Kohen because she's a Zoina. Very interesting. That's what Huna says. Says that Rava, I disagree with him. Because I feel that Rabbi Loza, even Rabbi Loza says that even two single people, a man and a woman, also zayna, even according to him, that's also zayna. Hani mili ish, a man to a woman. So in other words, had they done it properly, it would have been a marital relationship. They did it properly. It's a zayna. I will isha, if a woman to a woman, nothing happened. Peritzusa ba'alma. It's not even just a rabbanon. Peritzusa ba'alma. No, it's not snus. Snus is isha. There's no isha. Nothing happened. It's playing around. Look at Ashi. No, Rashi. It's just nothing. That's what Rabba. Well, for being on what basis? Pasnished. That's it. Rabba Barab Huna said, according to Rashi, it's Mamash Azoina. According to other Shainim, it's Asr Kohen Gadol and Psula. But comes along Rabba and says, it's a pasnish. It's totally wrong, but it's not an Aveda. Interesting concept. Something wrong, not an Aveda. Look at talks out
of
the Huda.
We have an Indian of morality. Which is not based on a tzibui, on a mitzvah.
Here we have radio. This is so similar to other things.
Because we always say that morality, unless it's based on
Tosis brings another pshat here from another Rishonim that you learn totally different. They learn that it's talking about these women took the shichva zera that they had from their husband. No, from their husband. They're married women. They had the relation of the husband. They kept it because the shichva zera lasts for 3 days and they swapped shichva zera. That's what happened. That's why that's disgusting. And Taysa has a problem with that. He brings other Gemaras, which seems clear. Shmuel didn't let his daughter sleep in the same bed. They weren't even married yet, so they had no husbands. But he didn't want them to sleep in the same bed because they're pastished. Yeah. So that's what Taysa learned about Kohen Gadol Psula. So I have three pshatim here in the Gemara. Rashi, Kohen Hedges, it's like a Zoyna, Taysa, Kohen Gadol Psula. And the other Shainim who learned that it's married women swapping the husband's Shichva Zera. Back to your mother. Mishnah. Ptsu daka, the Khrushchevcha mutarin, their mutter, Giyadis. A Ptsu daka, you're not allowed to marry a cult, but if someone's not a cult like a Giyadis or a Mshachel, they're allowed to marry. The Ainan, as soon as I'm allowed to call, now I'll marry a Yisrael, Bas Yisrael. Shenemet says, La Yove, Ptsu daka, Khrushchevcha, Bik Halashem. Not only Yisrael, Kalashem, but others mutter. So the mother, boy, my name is. What about an interesting Shaila? Ptsu daka, but a Koyan. Since he's not allowed to marry, do we say that he loses the kedusha of a kohen? So therefore, he's allowed to marry a giyadis, even though a kohen is not allowed to marry a giyadis. He still lives, but a kohen is not allowed to. But he is allowed to because he loses the kedusha of a kohen. We say no, he never lost the kedusha of a kohen. He's still a kohen, and if he can't marry geyedus and shechares, ma'u begiyed shechares. Do we say big dushar say kohen ba'aser? I didn't like dushar kohen ba'aser. He's mutter. Amalei Rav Sheis. Come on, Rav Sheis says tenisua. We learned in a brayse. A patua daka yisrael is mutter ben sinna. A normal yisrael is not allowed to marry in a sinna. Ma'atoyri not allowed to marry in a sinna because they're one of the seven nations, like the schatenbom. So you're not allowed to marry. So if my Torah, you're not allowed to marry then, but yet because you're B'tzur Daka, we remove the Issa. So saying about a coin, even though my Torah or coin, you're not allowed to marry Giyotis, but if it's B'tzur Daka, he can. That's how Shesh is right. The Issa, like the B'tzur Koi, Ikir can't look at his Chatan Bom. And if you say B'tzur Koi, how can a Yisrael marry in a sin as a Chanisa look at his Chatan Bom? So we see that what? For ordinary Yisrael, we no longer have the Kedusha of Yisrael, we remove the Issa of look at his Chatan Bom. So for coin, also the same thing. Omer Rav says, Rav, Otu Hasam Mishum Kedusha Velav Kedusha Hu. You think over there because of Kedusha and not Kedusha? You think the issue over there is Kedusha? That's the problem with the Yisrael and the Sinner? No, that's not the problem with Sinner at all. The La Dilma Meili Ben, the problem is you might have a son, V'Ozl Palav Chamim. When is there a problem with the Sinner? The Sinner was not Megaya, and if you're marrying a Shiksa. And the kid will be Goyev Dover Zorah. Surprising why we have to say the kid will bow down to the Zohar, to say the kid will be a guy. Maybe that's what he means in a nice way. The Hani Mili, so when is there a problem with an Asinah Mahatoida, says Rav Yosef Avichom, when he was a guy? Or Bekim Megaida, when an Asinah, it was Megaida, he's a regular Yid, so Mahatoida, you're allowed to marry him. The Rabbana came along and said, I don't want you to marry an Asinah because they weren't Rachmanim, Dovra Melech came and Gezer. They tricked him, they masqueraded to be somebody else and they let them in. So therefore, and they turned out to be they were not Rachmanim. So Dovra Melech was Gezer, you're not allowed to marry an Asinah, so I'm the Rabbanan. So it's only us from the Rabbanan. So they said, Yisrael, so that is allowed to marry an Asinah. So an Issa the Rabbanan will be removed. But a Koyan not marrying a Giedis is Mahatoida. So just because of Suadaka, why do you think he's allowed to marry an Asinah? What's the Rai from the Sinah? So Rava argues that the Nesina is a Mahatoida when a design Amim Osir only while they're in the state of Goyim. But when the Megai, they're allowed to. That's why I'm accepting them. Talking about this Easter of Leitz Chatenbaum. So Rav Sheish holds, even if they become Yidden, Leitz Chatenbaum. And Rava says, no, only while the Goyim is in Leitz Chatenbaum. Once the Megai, there's no Easter anymore at the moment. Rabbanan, who the gods of Chiyah, Rabbanan, Bahan, the boy, the one, Rabbanan, guys, are those who can have kids. Abel Chayd, Labai, look, the gods of Rabbanan, but Tzudak, you have kids, Rabbanan, when guys are. So the same, so by, but a Koyin and Giyad, this is my Toyin also. Of course, in our lives. So, what is Tzudak? How can he marry? Pretty much, I'm at a Mamza, the Baal, the Hochin, Ami, the Osir. So he came to you, a Mamza, you say, the whole East of Rabbanan. So a Mamza should not be able to marry in a sinner because you can have, they're going to have kids. And yet we learn, Mamzaidim, when a sinim, mutarin, love, a zebazer. That you're telling me the whole is only Gzeh Rabban because the whole thing is Rabban because they weren't Rachmani, so everybody should be Yosef. And anybody who doesn't have kids is allowed to. So how come Mamza can't marry in the sinner? Is it I in the sinner is also Matayda because they're not part of the Jewish nation? And Mamza is Mutti because no. Is it I it's also Matayda even when they're Megayir? So Rabbi says no. Eliki Gozer Rabban Mekshayn, Absulla Gozer Rabban. Rabbi says no, I'll argue. When did the Rabban and Azar and the sinner only to those Yidden who are kosher? But Mamzer, who was a psul anyway, the Rabbanan didn't bother banning Nesina to them. Hadam Rabbi Lam Mil said, change my mind. And Rabbi does this quite often. I'm happy to say that I changed my mind. And what do I say now? He says, that Oiv Gechavim, he said, look, can't be that Leitas Chatenbaum means before they were Megai, you're not allowed to marry them. Because what can there's no marriage in the first place. It's not Chal. How can it be Leitas Chatenbaum? You went through the motions, nothing happened. If they were Megayer, is Luchatnus and Fakert. I agree with Rav Sheish that the Easter of the Zion Amen is after the Megayer. After the Megayer. What? That's awesome. So therefore, and the Rav Sheish is right. So therefore, the Mutir. But they did. They tricked us, whatever it is. But now the Megayer. But Rav Sheish is right. It's a good idea. If you throw. Absurdak is allowed to marry in the sinning, but it's also Matayda, a Koyan. Absurdak is allowed to marry Giyayidis, even though it's also Matayda. Mosiv Rabbi Yosef, you're telling me that you cannot marry a Goy. Let me ask a question. By Yitzchatan Shleim as Bas Parei, Chaim will answer your question he had yesterday, a few days ago about your daughter. By Yitzchatan Shleim as Bas Parei Melech Mitzrayim, Shleim married Bas Parei, Lechayda, she was a Goy, and says the word by Yitzchatan. You just said, Rabbi, that you can't say Chatan when marrying a Goy. So he might give you the guide. that Bas Pada, he was Megaya, so she was a Yid. That's why she says Chatan. But the Gemara, how can be Megaya? But like Kiblu Gedim, they were not Mekabel. We had before in the Gemara, they were not Mekabel Gedim. Loibim May David, Loibim May Shleimer, because people have are not doing it for altruistic, reasons. Says the Gemara, not when it comes to Bas Pada. Me do the time in Lachem. The whole reason why we're Chayish is they're doing it for the money. She was Bas Pada. What did she need Shleimer with money? She was rich enough. So she did it. She's genuine. Freddie Gemara, Bachutz them, but typically, Saiba Sahaka Shlomo Melch marry her. The Mitzis is a shiny, she was a Mitzis, and even she's Megaya in Alamari Mitzis to the third generation. So Rashi, the way Rashi looks at the question is, so and yet, there's a Vaizchatten, since you can't hear Shlomo couldn't marry her, they're not married, why is it Vaizchatten? Taste, what are you talking about? We learned before that a Chayva say the marriage is Chal. You're not allowed to, but the marriage is chal. The most question is, how taka did Shlomo marry Bas Pada, who went also to Mahatoyde because she was a mitzi? And when it comes to mitzi, it makes no difference, a male or a female. It's not like a moyav and a moini that a female is mutzi. There's no difference. What's going on here? B'chitema, if you want to say, Hanach Ozo La'alma, the Egyptians are all gone. Bahani Achinu, these are not real Egyptians. Before I go invited, it's a very interesting Rashi that all the Mephoshim talk about. Chumash, but this is the Rashi right here. Rashi says, Hani Ozo La'alma, two lines on the top. The Mitzrim all died. Says Rashi, Mesu, they died with Tov Mepare. All the Mitzrim died at the time. Because if only ones who died were the soldiers, but everybody else at the same time lived, so what's the one made? It's still all Mitzrim. What changed? Rashi says what changed was that all the Mitzrim died. That means according to Rashi, the way the Rishonim learned Rashi, every single Mitzri came to Yamsu, man, women, child. Every single one of them drowned. There was nobody left in Mitzrayim. Other nations came in and took over the land. The Torah says, clearly, don't marry a Mitzri. Who, what are you talking about? There's no Mitzrim left. Eidiv Rav. Here, no, it was Rashi, there's not one Mitzri left. Because there's one Mitzri left. What's bothering Rashi? Eidiv Rav. Sorry? Yeah, but where we learn Shadi, where we learn Shadi is the soldiers. Unbelievable Chiddush on Rashi. Except Pari, that's right. It's amazing. Other Rishonim obviously disagree, Rashi and so on. So they, in Rashi Gufa, some say all, some say Roiv. But even Roiv. But the fact that Rashi has a question and the only answer comes up is Eidiv Rav, he could have said, and Hani Dini Sharu. When the Eidiv said, don't marry Mitzi and those who were left alive. Rashi doesn't say that. But the Eidiv Rav, there's nobody left, zero. Where does it say that? Where did Rashi get it from? It's amazing, Rashi. That's his long taste of him in Yom Gei Mitzri. He wants to know about Sancherev. The taste brings one answer here, that Sancherev threw every out of Mitzrayim, but 40 years later, everyone came back. He brings an Abiyah Chosif that afterwards, they all came back. Anyway, interesting taste. Let's go back to it. Unfortunately, it's late. We don't have time to learn. Does he say anything there in Ashko and this Rashi? Because it's a fascinating Rashi. Yeah, okay. Says the Gemara, how can you say that the Mitzrim is no problem today? That's why Shlomo is able to marry Bas Paray. But Tanya will learn Rabbi Yudah Minyamin Ger Mitzri. Rabbi Yudah said that Minyamin Ger Mitzri. Amongst the Chavim Kiva Talmidim, I had a friend called Minyamin Ger Mitzri. He once said, "Ani Mitzri, and I'm a Mitzri." He's a Megaya, and he was a Talmud of Kiva. And Rabbi Yudah was from the five later ones. So he must have been from the later ones as well. Didn't get a mention. And I am a Mitzri Rishon. So I'm going to marry a Mitzri Rishon, a woman, a Mitzri also Rishon. Ozi Libni Mitzri Shnia. My son will be a Shani, and we'll find another Mitzri Shani. They'll marry each other. Kadei Shiye Ben Bani. So my Enikul Rolo call. I'll have an Enikul who will be able to marry. Because the din is, if a second marries the first, you always go after the worst one. So if a second generation marries the first generation, we treat the child like the second generation. We look at whichever the worst. The first generation is the worst, so the child is the second. So the Chayda, how can Shlomo Melech marry this girl? So look at the Gemara says it. You should tell your daughter to answer. Amar Papa Nan Mishleima Leku Venasiv. You can ask Kashas Mishleima's behavior. Shleima Le Nasiv. He never married these women. Midi. He never married them. The Chsiv Bey. It says by Shleima Melech. Min Agoyim Hashem Hashem Bnei So. Amongst the nations that the Abish said Le Savoy Behem. I don't want you to join them at all. Behem Lo Yavoy Behem. I don't want them to join you. Why? Ochen Yatuz Levavchem. They're going to stir your hearts away. After their idols, behem bodak shleima, and them shleima dovak le'ahava, out of love, not to marry. No marriage here, says Rashi. Lo inos midi eluz nusayim is kavim. Yiddish.
It's a strong word.
So you never married.
About Shlomo HaMelech.
So if you ask how many wives Shlomo HaMelech have, a couple. The rest were all znus. Look at Rashi says here. Look at Rashi, next Rashi. Dovak Shlomo La'ava v'loy li'ishus. He never intended to marry any of these women. They're not his wives.
Gemara uses a nice word, la'ava, and then Rashi says znus. What a prostitute.
You gotta call a spade a spade. But look at Rashi says here. Loy li'ishus. Shlomo didn't marry any of them. So how many wives did he have? We have the brachas, so yeah. Yeah, that's a whole shakotai here. This gemara here doesn't bring down sancheriv. Gemara asks, "Ozi la'alma." We're talking about kriyas yamsuf. What about sancheriv? That's what the whole taste is. Could we know sancheriv came alo and bilbul kol olam? What's going on? So taste brings one interesting answer that he talked bilbul kol olam, but some of the nations came back. The Mitzrayim came back. So Mitzrayim is the same Mitzrayim. That's one answer, taste. Ubahag tidit the Mitzrayim. Here it is. The Noslam Akosu Kitzu. Tell you a date. After 40 years, they all came back. Okay, let's go back tomorrow. Anyway, right? Elakashivaizchatan. If you're telling me, look at the Gemara doesn't stop. You're telling me that Shlomo HaMelech never married these women. So how come the pasuk clearly says he married them? Vaizchatan. So the Gemara says, "Ava Yiseida, Shava, because he loved them so much." His intention was nus. He never married them, but because he loved them so much, this nus will treat as if it's his wife. It's an amazing Gemara here. This is our Shlomo HaMelech. That's why he says you should never learn Tanakh, because it's so hard to understand what's going on here.
We're talking about
unbelievable
tzaddik.
But he never got married. So now, go back to that Bible test. How many wives did he have? Maybe six. Maybe two. Shlomo's mother, Basheva. Not Basheva. He had Chavim's mother. What's her name? What's Chavim's name? She was a fast toya. Not a Saudi. Whatever her name was.
No, that was Dovid.
No, but Shlomo's mother, Chavim's mother. We had before. Two women. Maybe she said, two breches I have. Naama. That was his wife. Maybe that's it. The whole world would say, would have that. So anyway, right? Omelet, I've been to Ravashi. A question. So you're asking that what? That a Psuudak is a lot of Maragiyadis could have taken his Mate Yisrael in the sin. But that means you're saying Psuudak is also married in the sin. But not Braisi, we learn. But we learn Psuudak, Roshavcha Mutari. It says in our Mishnah that a Psuudak is Mute Begigayad Shechredis. That is also in the sinner. You bring me a whole raya from a braisa that is mutter within the sinner, which is also my teda. And then you want to bring a whole raya. Amal say, I want back in mission. Not so. Amal say, Taimech, Amal say, look and say, but Ein and Asurin, Elam Allah, Bakal. The only Issa is from marrying a call. From marrying a yid. Is Mashma Hobbin is in a shari. Is that right? My mission can't bring in the raya. Elam Holak, my mission can't bring in the raya. Look at the braisa. You're allowed to marry in a sinner. You're allowed to marry even someone who's also my teda because you have two adaka. You're allowed to marry them. So a koyin, Pazuadaka is allowed to marry a yid. Next mission. Next mission is fascinating. Gemara here. Amaini umayavi nation from Amaimoy Asudim, they're also be Sudi Israel. Of course, wait, behave the also forever. Avol nikfaseyem mutaris meya, but the girls, you lot amain vilay amainis, amain amainis mayavivi vilay mayavia. What about mitzi v'daimi? They're only also for two generations. Ein osam outshalos rodis echad zechariv kev. It makes all difference, a boy or girl. Rab Shimon, mati lesan the kevers. Rab Shimon says that you're allowed to marry the kevers of mitzi straight away miyad. I'll give you a kavuchemer. Madar b'mokim she'osar es haschari misrael. Madar by Amon Amoyev, we're not allowed to marry any of their members forever. He tell us on the cave is miyad. You're allowed to marry a girl Moyev Yamani straight away. So mokim shelo yosar es haschari. But those places with the schar not osar ela ad shloish three generations. Ain the din should not tell us again. Surely we should be matin in the cave straight away. Amru loy said to him, look, im halacha. If you heard this from your dad, but the kabbal will accept it. Im ledin, stop it, you're only using your own seichel, the kavu chaymer, yes, tshuva, you can undermine and repudiate your entire kavu chaymer. Omelahem loyno, ki alochani aymer, it's a kavu chaymer, and it's a good one. And the Gemara tomorrow will discuss it. Says the Gemara, how do you know the Omer HaKara, says the Pasik, how do you know this whole thing that Amoini males are forbidden but females are permitted? So I'm going to tell us an interesting thing. Says the Pasik, the Kiroi show, when show, so as David Yaitse, Li Krasa Plishti, we saw David approaching Goliath's Omer Avne, he turned around, he said to Avne, Sarat Sovis, General, Ben Mi Zehanar, whose kid is this? Avner. Who is it? Yermel Avner. Avner said, "Chai nafshecha melech. I swear to you, im yedaiti, if I know." They didn't know. Both of them didn't know who David HaMelech was. What Ksivit says, Mefedish in the pasuk before already, it says, "Vayev Ma'id." He loved him very much. And he even actually had David be the one who carried his weapons. And he didn't know who David was. What's he asking Avner? Who is that boy? Elavu Kamash. What's his yichus? Who is he? Where does he come from? Is he a threat to me? Freddy Marv Avla Yodla didn't know who Yishai was. But see, it says regarding Yishai, it says that he came from a man called Shaul. And by Ish Bimei Shaul, and this man, Yishai, in the times of Shaul, Zokin Baba Noshim, was old Baba Noshim, Baba Noshim. So Vamar Abba, if he came to Rebbe, Abba, Ze Yishai Avi David, or Yishai, she nichnes Bechleis, is to walk in with 600,000 people. The Yotze Bechleis, he walked out with 600,000 people. No, he always came with Anoshim. He's very, very popular. Everybody knew exactly who he was. In fact, we had Nigmar Yishai never sinned in his life. So Nigmar, Hachi Kama, this is what Nigmar meant to say. Shaul wants to know which kids of Yehuda did come from. Imi Peretz Asi, Imi Zorach Asi. Does it come from Peretz or come from Zorach? Why? Because Imi Peretz Asi, if it comes from Peretz means to jump the boundaries. Malka Havi, he'll become a king. He'll be a threat to me. Shat Melech, what's the definition of a king? Peretz, Lasa Derech. A king can breach all the roads. He can go through anybody's gardens and houses to make a shortcut. Nobody can protest. But Imi Zorach Asi, but if it comes from Zorach, he'll shine like the sun. He'll be a chashuv, but he's not a threat to me. My timer. Why suddenly was he worried? He saw David standing in front of Goliath. Why suddenly was he worried that his position is being threatened? So Amar Shaul, the Shaul said, it says in the pasuk what happened was, Yalbe Shaul as David Madov. Shaul dressed David with his clothes. Madov means also his measurements. I mean, David suddenly was able to fit into Shaul's clothes. What do you know about Shaul? Like his measurement. Baby Shaul by Shaul said Mefesh the pasuk that Shaul HaMelech was very special, and that from his shoulder above he was taller than everybody else, side spiritually and side physically. He was very tall, and yet David was able to fit into his clothes. And tall people as a good zgula, and like says the Kohen Gadol should be tall and so on. So I'm scared that he's going to take away my position. So Doig said to Shaul, "Don't worry, don't fret. Ad shata mashil Allah. What are you asking questions? Im hagin hula malchus, if he is appropriate, suitable to become a king. Im lav sha'al, ask a better question. Im rolo bekalav lav, is he bechlal allowed to marry in the Jewish nation? What do you mean? Because where did he come from? Rus. My time of the kasi merus hamayavio. He comes from Rus. You know, I marry someone from Rus. Amalei Avner. Avner said to Doig, to Nina, we learned mefedish. Amayin evil amayinis."
All conversations going on while they're facing Goliath.
Yeah, important stuff. Yeah. What do you think we're talking about? We're talking about Goliath, talking about David. This is the nature of people, you know. Right away you feel jealous, threatened. Ah, you're saving your life, you're saving Kol Ga Yisrael. It doesn't matter. It's my pupik is on the line. So he says, Amoini v'lo amoinis. So Avner quoted a b'raiser, but it says in Fedish, Amoini v'lo amoinis. And we know that Boaz was the one who was matter that. Bezen Shel Boaz. Moyavi v'lo amoyaviya. So Adoy asked back, Amiato, using your logic, so why don't you dash in Mamza v'lai Mamzeres? A girl Mamza should be mutter also, why you put over here? So Avner answers back, Mamza, what does the word Mamza mean? Ksiv, Mum Zor, anybody who has a alien or strange Mum, not the normal way. What's chilka, male or female? So he says, okay, what about Mitzri? Let's say Mitzri also, only a male Mitzri should be also, but like Mitzris, according to you. So the answer is shiny hocha. No, you know why moyavi v'lei moyavia? It's not just a drush moyavi v'lei moyavia or a moyni v'lei moynis. You know what it was based from? Logic. Time of the crow. What's the whole reason why we banned moyav and amen? Al asher lekidmu because eschem balech v'mayim. They didn't come and weren't hospitable to you. They didn't bring any bread and water when they left Mitzrayim. Now, who's the one generally who goes to war? Who's the one who goes to the bound to the front to the border to protect the land? It's only the men who go. So who is the one that should be penalized for not behaving properly? It was the men. And that is why the men of Moav and Ammon were punished, not the women. That's what Avner explained to Doeg. But Doeg was a big time of Chacham. He was a Melch Rebbe as well. And Doeg, Dovin Melch Rebbe. So what are you talking about? That's sneers. Men should give bread and water to the Jewish women. I'm sure he said the men came out to feed the men and the women came out to feed the women and nobody wanted to offer the Yidden bread and water. So Zaraya, that they all deserve the same fate. Ishtik. Avner didn't have an answer on that. Miyad, right away. He says he didn't answer. Rayyamin HaMelech Shaul. So Shaul didn't want to hate David straight away. The Shaul said, he said now to Av, Ben Mizeh Olam, who is this youngster? Again, he asked the question. So who is this youngster here, David? Says the Gemara, first of all, before we go weiter, Hossam Karli Navagali Alam. Before we called him a young man. And now you're calling him a little kid. Says the Gemara, Alam is me a little kid over here. Alam over here means the word Helam, concealed. You're stuck. You forgot. You didn't. Doeg routed you here. He completely. He completely repudiated what you had to say. Say v'sha'al b'beis hamedrash. Go in beis hamedrash. Find out an answer. Otherwise, we're in trouble here. Shaul. He went to beis hamedrash. Amru later told him the same thing. Avner went to beis hamedrash. Amayni la maynis. Ma'avilei ma'avia. Actually, Doeg kolang yoshes. They went together. Doeg and Avner. Same thing happened. They went to the yeshiva. The same answer. Same discussion. Exact same discussion. They all didn't know how to answer the last question. Maybe the women of Moav and Ammon were supposed to, they didn't ask for bread and water, they asked for the men to come to the men and women to the women. They wanted to make an announcement that David HaMelech is not allowed to marry a Jewish girl. Even though then Shaul HaMelech gave his own daughter, Michal. Remember, Shaul HaMelech promised whoever gets Goyis, one of the, besides everything else, will get my daughter. So right away, make an announcement before this happened, before even he killed the Goyis, you should know that David is not going to be able to marry Michal. Because he's not a married Jewish person. Miyad, immediately. The S. Amosa, Ben E. Amosa, the son of a man. Who is this Amosa? Shmo, he's the son of a man called Yisro HaYisraeli. Ashebo, he married Avigail Bas Nochash. He married Avigail, the daughter of the snake. Achoy Tsruya, the sister of Tsruya, the mother of Yoav. So, in other words, he was an uncle of Yoav, and he married Avigayah Bas Nochash, and he jumped up. Uksiv, another puzzle says Yeser HaYishmaeli had another name that he was Yeser HaYishmaeli. He married Amasa. His name was not Yisra. He said, but Yeser HaYishmaeli. What happened? Why did he have two names? Amar Rav Melamed Shechige Charbek Yishmol. That he jumped up and down. This Amasa jumped up and down. He took a sword like Yishmaeli. But Amar Kol Misha Ena Shemei Halacha Zu. I don't care. We don't have an answer today. Sometimes you don't have an answer, but we know we're right. Whoever does not follow our halacha that David HaMelech is kosher and he's allowed to marry anybody he wants, Yidake Becher. I'm going to stab him. I can't answer Doeg's questions, but it doesn't matter. We know we're right. This is what I heard from the Bezin of Shmuel Aramasi. How can you believe? Any Talmud Chacham who paskins, it depends. And he comes forward. If I paskin halacha, then afterward there's a whole controversy. They go back and say, oh, he just paskined when he wasn't in the game. Shaymila. But first there's a controversy, and then I paskin ain't Shaymila. You don't listen to him. Here was already a controversy. Taisa asks a question, what do you mean? All the time, there's a controversy and there's a paskin. So Taisa answers, when is there a problem if you're paskin after the controversy? If it's negated to you personally, you have to benefit. And who was this Avigail Bas Nochash? Who do you think it was? Nochash is Yishai. And Avigail was David Melech's sister. So it's negated to her as much as David Melech that she's a Yid. And it's negated to Amsa, that he married a Yiddish woman, a proper Yiddish woman. Not a Moyavia, then his children can't join the faith. So he was a gay Bedava. Had he paskin before he knew this whole issue, and even though it's a gay Bedava, since at the time he paskin didn't know, he would believe. But now that the mice are happy, the gay Bedava. The Gemara concludes, Shiny Hoche do Shmuel Bezdina Kaim. Shmuel and Bezdina still existing. Mekom of Kashi, we got a problem. Why Taki didn't. This Kashi of Doiga Doimi, we'll finish this line here, was a fantastic question. The women of Belmayev, Hoche Tagmu Kol Kvuda Bas Melopinima. Women don't go out to the front, even to give to other women. It was the men who did it. And Marab Amin, it's all they said, Vitem Ravicho Makro, it says, Vayyem Reilov Ayy Sodish Techa. We were Soda. She didn't go out to feed the guest. Same idea. But not from the passing of Tehillim called Kvuda Bas Melopinima, but from a passing of the Teda. That they asked him, Ayy Sodish Techa, she didn't want to go out to be with the men. So Edel and Frumi were.